Hello and welcome, and thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother Teague. Glad to be back with you. And I'm joined this morning with my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining me today.
So happy to be here. Thank you.
We're going to be discussing Lesson 53 in A Course in Miracles, and we're in review right now. So today we're going to be reviewing the original Lesson 11 through 15. And before we begin, let's join together for a brief moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath. Today we will review the following. Number 11, my meaningless thoughts are showing me a meaningless world. Since the thoughts of which I am aware do not mean anything, the world which pictures them can have no meaning. What is producing this world is insane, and so is what it produces. Reality is not insane, and I have real thoughts as well as insane ones. I can therefore see a real world if I look to my real thoughts as my guide for seeing.
Lesson 12. I am upset because I see a meaningless world. Insane thoughts are upsetting. They produce a world in which there is no order anywhere. Only chaos rules a world which represents chaotic thinking, and chaos has no laws. I cannot live in peace in such a world. I am grateful that this world is not real and that I need not see it at all unless I choose to value it. I do not choose to value what is totally insane and has no meaning.
Number 13, a meaningless world engenders fear. The totally insane engenders fear because it is completely undependable and offers no grounds for trust. Nothing in madness is dependable. It holds out no safety and no hope. But such a world is not real. I have given it the illusion of reality and have suffered from my belief in it. Now I choose to withdraw this belief and place my trust in reality. In choosing this, I will escape all the effects of the world of fear because I am acknowledging that it does not exist.
Number 14, God did not create a meaningless world. How can a meaningless world exist if God did not create it? He is the source of all meaning, and everything that is real is in God's mind. It is in my mind, too, because God created it with me. Why should I continue to suffer from the effects of my own insane thoughts when the perfection of creation is my home? Let me remember the power of my decision and recognize where I really abide.
And number 15, my thoughts are images which I have made. Whatever I see reflects my thoughts. It is my thoughts which tell me where I am and what I am. The fact that I see a world in which there is suffering and loss and death shows me that I am seeing only the representation of my insane thoughts and am not allowing my real thoughts to cast their beneficent light on what I see. Yet God's way is sure. The images I have made cannot prevail against him because it is not my will that they do so. My will is his, and I will place no other gods before him. And so it is. Before we continue our discussion, let's join together for another brief moment of silence. You know, I really appreciate and just love these reviews because there are these little golden nuggets of truth in the additional content that Jesus is providing us in these lesson ideas. My meaningless thoughts are showing me a meaningless world. What is producing this world is insane, and so is what it produces. What is producing this world are my thoughts, and so I get to choose. I can therefore see a real world if I look to my real thoughts as my guide for seeing. In the lessons we reviewed and the discussions we've had, we're really beginning to understand, I believe, we're beginning to see that our mind is split and that we're making a choice and I almost said a conscious choice, but I'm not quite so sure that it's conscious as much as unconscious, just conditioning and patterning and programming. And if we make conscious effort to switch back from that conditioning, I believe we can begin to become more normalized in our seeing, in our connection, in our joining in mind with our higher self, our true self. And this is, of course, called enlightenment, you know, and it's light we've been talking about is understanding, and they're synonymous. The point here is that these little additional nuggets of truth and wisdom really help to pull this together and help us to penetrate this resistance that we have to this teaching. So I just really love all of these. And I just want to recommend that we all take time to review these again, because there's these little golden nuggets of clarity in the additional comments that he's sharing with us for each one of these ideas.
Absolutely. I too appreciate the review. I appreciate the synopsis and the juxtaposition of these groupings, you know, together, and what this grouping is teaching me in this moment is it just feels like cause and effect. Mm. It feels like I was thinking of the statement, garbage in, garbage out.
Yeah.
You know, we get what we give our attention to. And so you speak about the two thought systems, and it would only therefore make sense that you know, and we've heard it very popularized, you know, what we focus on increases, what we focus on experience, you know, increases. It's a reflective universe. It's only reflecting back our own thought system, the thought system that we're choosing to focus upon and give our time and attention to. And so, you know, it really makes sense. And it reminds me of, you know, when I was beginning to learn the science of mind and religious science, one of my favorite aspects of that teaching was the idea of freedom. And I think A Course in Miracles and any true mind training and spiritual program is truly about freeing us from ourselves, from our own thought system, from our own thinking. This isn't really that revolutionary. Perhaps the approach to it is, and the absolute nature of this particular curriculum is definitely unique, but in the science mind, Ernest Holmes says that the very same principle that frees us or that binds us is the same one that frees us.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, what we're learning is in this, and I think A Course in Miracles is brilliant at illuminating for us, like putting the light, showing us our own insanity, the world that we have made, the chaos that we produce, and it need not be. It simply need not be.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do particularly like to be reminded that God did not create a meaningless world. Like, I remember one of the first times going through this lessons, it was very depressing to me. Well, you know, then I felt like I was left without anything. But this is clearly saying, but God did not create a meaningless world. So I'm reminded in the textbook of the distinction between making and creating, and that when we are thinking insane thoughts, when we're in the thought system of fear, when we're in the ego mind and operating from there, we are making a world that is insane, chaotic, disorderly, and we experience that. And then we blame God for it, right?
Yeah.
And so what this is saying is, no, beloved, don't you see? You are at cause here. I have given you this creative ability that I have. And when you align with me, you see a world anew the way that I created it. And so this is a wonderful grouping for our review. You know, we're to spend time with it twice a day, all of them. And then if one or the other jumps out at you more, spend some more time with that one and partake of these wonderful gifts that we have today.
I was hearing a little twist on the meme that you shared, you know, garbage in, garbage out.
Yeah.
I was hearing garbage out, garbage in. Because we are projecting.
Oh.
We're projecting garbage out onto the world.
Yeah.
And it comes right back because the world is reflected.
So garbage out, garbage in.
So it's
which
really
would
garbage
make it,
out.
It's a reverse, reversal of the thought system.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Perfect.
Yeah. So if we, if you're getting it, right, if you're getting what's really happening, you're beginning to see your power, you know. And so when we're sending out love, beauty, grace, right?
Wholeness.
Forgiveness and wholeness.
Yeah.
That's what's reflected back. Beauty out, beauty in, garbage out, garbage in. So I was just hearing a little spin on that. I thought it was
Goji.
Goji. Exactly. Well, thanks for hanging out with us again today, Mighty Companion. We love you. God bless you for being there. And thank you for supporting us. You can find us at truthought.org, truthought.org. If you find value, let it change you. Stay the course.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send my love into the heavens and in